were talking about the stairs.
Yeah, most of them was outdoors. You come like, you didn't have to exactly get outside, but you had to get out the house. Let's say you would come out the front door, and as you would come out, you just torn and still on the porch, you know, and you go up the stairs.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see any on the inside? You know, they have a on the inside of a house. They have a what?
They got an old house over there, old abandoned house. They got one with the stairs inside.
Yeah. Okay. At the back, say when you walked out of the back door, did you ever see a house that would have a kitchen off of the, say the kitchen would be off the house okay, say out back that you'd walk out on the what? Outside the back of your house, you might have had a...
Well, they usually had a little screen porch, on the later model, you know, you had a little porch or something.
Would it be covered?
Yeah, either it was your porch or either your storage room. You had a little porch back there, but most of them were storage rooms. Like I was telling you, where you put all your canned goods and, like, well, all your preserves and stuff, like what you can, you know.
Jams and.
Yeah, make all your jelly and. And then you had other little off house for your meats, because you had these big jars where you would salty your meat,
yeah.
Like your bacon and stuff.
Put it in a jar.
You ever seen one?
Well, I get you to show me that if you don't mind.
It's a 10-gallon jar.
You kill a hog?
Huh?
You kill a hog this year?
Yeah, they killed one about 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And what you do, you take it and you make put your salt, your pepper. As you put it in there, you put your salt and pepper over it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The gallon jar would hold about 10 gallons. They had some 12 gallons, some 20 gallons, whatever you wanted. But most people with big family, you know, bigger the family was, bigger jars they had. And you salt it. As you go, when you get through, you pour you some water in it.
What was it made out of? The jar.
Kind of clay or something.
Yeah, it's something like what you call a crock jar.
Crock, okay.
You get through, you get you a rag, and you tie on top of it to keep the flies or whatever out of it. And then you take it and put it in your little house, and that meat would keep there for the longest. You didn't have to worry about it spoiling and nothing, because it wouldn't go spoiling that salt and pepper.
The meat never got spoiled.
Now, if you didn't do it right, you would lose it. It would rancor. Because a bunch of people lose some if you, some of them young people that thought they knew how to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But usually what happened like that with us, it was always, you know, one of the old ones that would do it had Bennett doing it.
Uh-huh.
And I never know us to lose now.
It's made around the bone too, usually. That shoulder or something like that. Okay, now, you mentioned, would anyone call a porch a gallery?
Yeah. And they said gallery. The older ones down here, most of them would say, a gallery, you know, the French people,
uh-huh.
The ones that really talk French.
Yeah.
Cause they always say things back as to the people that just talk English, you know.
Yeah.
And they tell you something, they'll tell it to you halfway back, and you got to know, don't put it good, you know, to know what